It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Penguins are hot. The Panthers are not. And Robert Morris is on the rise. I'm joined now by our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus, Bob Dvorak. His video blog is called Sportsnet. Hi, Bob.
Hey, happy Holy Week, Paul.
Another edge-of-your-seat thrilling victory for the Penguins last night. They beat the Philadelphia Flyers 2-1 at the Consol, their 12th straight victory. And in nine of those games, they've come from behind to win, often in dramatic fashion. How can they keep this up, Bob?
Well, I think it shows, their plan is to play a 60-minute game. And it doesn't matter if they're behind or trailing, they're going to keep playing their system. And it's really a testament to them. They're never out of a game, and they just keep coming and coming. And that's a trait they're going to need down the road into the playoffs.
The Penguins are now just five games from tying the NHL record winning streak of 17 consecutive games. They are the team that set that record 20 years ago exactly. Can they do it?
They can, yes. Will they? Well, we have to wait and see. If I was a prophet, I'd be at the racetrack right now. It's hard to compare different eras. I think, that earlier team with Lemieux was just a machine. But then again, they get bounced in the playoffs. I think this team with Crosby is more of a grinding team. It's more fundamentally sound. But you can see that they match up well with just about anybody. They can beat you any way, whether it's a 7-6, 6-5 game or a 1-0, 2-1 game. And anytime the Penguins win and the Flyers lose, I consider that a good day.
Now, that 92-93 team had, as you mentioned, Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr and Tom Barrasso. Is this team, I'm going to put you on the spot here, which team is better, this one or that team 20 years ago?
You can't compare eras.
Come on, Bob.
That's always what people say. I think this team is more fundamentally sound. I'll say that. I like this team.
Yesterday, the Penguins acquired Brendan Morrow from the Dallas Stars. He is a captain or a former captain of the team, a gold medal winner in the Olympics with Canada. Is he the last piece of the puzzle of winning a Stanley Cup?
I don't think he's the last piece. They might make another move or two for a defenseman. But it reminds you of the trade for Billy Guerin the year they won the Cup. You need guys like him. I think he brings he gives them some grit, some experience, and some presence in front of the net. It's going to be fun to see him fit in.
Turning to basketball, disappointing Pitt. Pitt fans have been disappointed, had their hearts ripped out for so many years now. In the men's NCAA tournament, the Panthers bowed out in the first round, losing to Wichita State. What happened, Bob?
Oh, yeah, you should be used to it by now to see him. And to see him go out that way, I don't know, it was the travel time, the letdown, whatever excuse you want to use, it just doesn't matter. They played one of their worst games of the year when they should be playing their best. It was not pretty. It was a really ugly game.
Then 2 days later, Pitt offers head coach Jamie Dixon a 10-year contract extension. Explain why they did that.
Well, if you gave me a 10-year contract, I could get eliminated in the first round, too. But the people at Pitt obviously think that Jamie Dixon is their guy. And if you think he's their guy, then you lock him up so you don't have to worry about other schools coming to call. And let's face it, if you look at his regular season credentials, he's got the best winning percentage in the Big East. So, you know, there are positive signs, and I know it's been a double-edged sword, and Pitt fans are disappointed, but he's going to lead them into the ACC in the future.
Down to 10 seconds, Bob. Tonight, Robert Morris, fresh off the big upset of Kentucky, takes on Providence in the NIT. Do you see Robert Morris winning?
I like Andy Toole and the job he's done with those kids. Yeah, I can see them winning.
Very good. Bob Dvorak is our sports guy, sports writer emeritus for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. His video blog is Sportsnet. Bob, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Paul, and happy Easter to all the listeners.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, as the Supreme Court takes up the topic, we'll discuss the Defense of Marriage Act. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.